While thousands of environmental, labor, and student activists gather in the streets of New York City to protest the elite annual meeting of the World Economic Forum at the end of January, many international activists dedicated to social justice will be gathering in Porto Alegre, Brazil. Some of the world's most powerful corporate and political figures will be in New York to discuss behind closed doors plans to expand free trade, neoliberal economic policy, and their corporate vision for globalization. In stark contrast to the elite gathering in New York, the second annual meeting of the World Social Forum in Brazil will draw tens of thousands of activists, academics, and workers representing a growing global social justice movement who will explore alternative models for economic and environmentally sustainable development. Between the Lines, Scott Harris spoke with Victor Minotti, program director with the International Forum on Globalization, who will be attending the meetings in Porto Alegre. He discusses the goals of the World Social Forum and the concrete action which may come out of this international gathering of progressive forces.
Well, the World Social Forum was set up to be the counterpoint to the World Economic Forum. This was an initiative by groups in Brazil and groups throughout the Third World, mostly led by Brazil's very strong labor unions, which has a very strong history of being connected to other social movements. Its environmental movement and landless movement and poor people's movement are also very involved in the organizing of this, as well as a lot of European groups. In fact, I'd say that the European groups are much more central to the organizing so far than are groups from North America. But the idea is that at the same time as the World Economic Forum was always meeting in Davos, that social groups and the leadership and anybody basically who wanted to be involved in such an international discussion would meet in Porto Alegre, Brazil at the same time and talk about alternatives and talk about resistance and how we get from here to there. And the first one was last year. They were expecting about 5,000 people, and about 15,000 people came, largely drawing from all over southern Brazil and Argentina and the southern cone of South America, but a lot of Europeans there again, literally only a handful of Americans. This year they're expecting about 50,000, at least that's what they were saying a few months ago. That's 50,000, but now the numbers seem to be going towards 75,000. So it's, I don't know if it's enough to say, but it's out of control, but it's beyond people's expectation in terms of being a real lightning rod for those who want to see a better world.
Victor, what are some of the goals and objectives of this conference beyond discussing, you know, what kind of world is possible? Are there some concrete things that might come out of this?
Well, keep in mind that there will be a lot of elected officials also in Porto Alegre. There are officials from the California Senate going, from the European Union going, from different, as I said, levels of government, who themselves are caught in a bind in trying to deal with globalization. Many governments interested in not only protecting their local economies and local culture, but to do that, they need to know what are the various policy options that are available to them. And that inherently implies that many governments are now beginning to challenge globalization openly as well as social movements. If you look at it as sort of resistance and then building the alternatives, I think on the resistance side, you're going to see a congealing of some hemispheric plans about really how to respond to this crisis in Argentina and what it means for transforming organizations like the International Monetary Fund. A lot of the blame being put on them for the structural adjustment policies that they had imposed on Argentina for at least over the last decade. And I think you'll see a revived anti-IMF energy coming out of this. The Free Trade Area of the Americas, FTAA, there'll be a lot more high-profile campaign that comes out of this, and I think people developing clear plans for the next time the ministers of the Americas meet in Quito, Ecuador, in October of this year. Something that wasn't really on the agenda last year that will come out quite prominently this year is going to be the whole sustainability and ecological agenda and how we respond as an international movement to a global economy that is absolutely based on unsustainable systems of production and consumption. The big opportunity coming up is in August of this year, August of 2002. That's when we have the so-called Rio Plus 10 meeting. In 1992, Rio de Janeiro hosted the UN Earth Summit, and now here we are, 2002. It'll be the 10-year review. It's going to happen in Johannesburg, South Africa, another very dynamic country in terms of social movements. And I think you're going to see some real electrifying plans come out of Porto Alegre this year about how to connect these two agendas and to bring the World Social Forum message into that process for the Johannesburg Summit in August.
While delegates meet in conferences and discuss these economic and social issues, there are also demonstrations and other types of actions. Maybe you could describe those, again, that occurred last year and what the plans are for this time around.
Well, I have to say that like a lot of the economic summits here and the resistance that gravitates around them, there's really kind of a carnival atmosphere that one finds in Porto Alegre during the conference. They opened up the conference with a big march through the middle of town, where not only was the local government there sponsoring this conference and welcoming everybody, but you actually had police forces on the side of the streets going through the main part of town, cheering on the delegates, the protesters from all over the world who had come to participate in the World Social Forum. So this state in Brazil, Rio Grande do Sul, has the highest standard of living in all of Brazil. Its municipal government is elected from the Workers' Party. It has a highly participatory process for setting the state and the municipal budget, and it's really sort of a model in that way. And the atmosphere is, again, really festive, but a lot of serious work getting done and a lot of excellent cross-border organizing that takes place.
That was Victor Minotti, Program Director with the International Forum on Globalization. Contact the forum by calling area code 415-561-3482 or visit their website at www.ifg.org. The World Social Forum website can be accessed at www.worldsocialforum.org.
Music.